Part two of Witness is coming up, but first we'll check the headlines for you. And a former Syrian government official has been handed a life sentence by a German court for crimes against humanity. Anwar Raslan was head of an intelligence office in a Damascus detention centre. Prosecutors say he oversaw the killing of 58 people and the torture of 4,000 others from 2011 to 2012. Raslan's trial began 2 years ago after he defected and sought asylum in Germany. Dominic Kane with more from Berlin.
And the fact that this happened in Germany, that's the thing that matters here also. This involved victims who were not German, a perpetrator who was not German, offences that did not take place in Germany. And yet, the German authorities argued persuasively, in their view, that universal jurisdiction allowed them the chance to bring this man before the court and then to punish him. And it's worth saying that the court has said that although it's a life sentence against him, they don't want him to be released under any circumstances for at least 15 years.
Now the headlines, Russian-led forces have started withdrawing from Kazakhstan, a pullout set to be complete within 10 days. The Kazakh president, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, asked for their help to quell days of anti-government protests. More than 160 people were killed and nearly 10,000 detained during the demonstrations. Talks to defuse the crisis in eastern Ukraine have begun in Vienna. Russian troops have been gathering near the Ukrainian border, raising fears of an invasion. The OSCE discussions in Austria are the latest round of negotiations just this week to try to de-escalate tension between Moscow and Kiev. Coronavirus news. India's reported its highest number of COVID cases since May of last year, almost 250,000 in 24 hours. But hospital admissions and deaths are lower than previous waves. In Lebanon, transport workers are on strike, with drivers blocking roads across the country. They're angry about increasing fuel prices and a sharp devaluation of the currency. And inflation in the United States, well, that's increased to 7% compared to a year earlier, the highest figure in 40 years. The government is blaming supply chain problems. And in Nigeria, the government has lifted its ban on Twitter. They had blocked the social networking site 7 months ago, after the company deleted a post by President Muhammadu Buhari.